So Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Nun Zayin and Masechet Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics they learned about include Yayin Nesach Asabano. If a non-Jew, Noga V'Shichshach, touched and swished wine, the wine becomes forbidden and all benefits only if the following three conditions were met. She'iskaven Liga, the non-Jew intended to touch the wine. She'yedeshu Yayin, the non-Jew was aware at the time that this was wine. She'leihei Oisik B'Dava Acher, at that time the non-Jew was not occupied with another matter. And if all these three conditions were met, the wine becomes asabana because there is a possibility for niskav and lanasich, the non-Jew intentions were for avodah zarah. But if all these conditions were not met, then in some cases the wine remains mutabana, and in some cases even mutabishtia. The Gemara Nardaf discusses the first condition of shiiskav and liga, which excludes maga akma de dava acher shalei bekabana, mutabana. If a non-Jew accidentally touched the wine with another object, such as a stick, the wine is permitted and other benefits because he had no kavana for negiyah. And this excludes tinik ben yoyim and mutabana. If a non-Jewish baby of one day that has no das touched wine, the wine is permitted and other benefits because he had no kavana for negia. And there is a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel whether the wine is permitted even for drinking. The machlekes Rabbi Shmuel regarding halakeach avodah min ha'akum shemalu b'tavlu. If a Jew bought a non-Jew servant who was both circumcised and had immersed in the mikvah for geirus, Rav holds eino isa yayin nesach. They do not cause yayin nesach because they became full-fledged geirim. While Shmuel holds Eisen Yai Nesach at Shetishka Akum Mipiyam. They do cause Yai Nesach until after 12 months when they forget Avodah Zarah completely.